great. You know, they say, ah, that old woman. They don't even understand that some of us, ufuzo, they know that it's a little bit more than 18 years or 16. And so when they look at your head, they say, and because they just see, they identify you because of the color of your hair, not because they know you personally, but see how old are you, your experience, and your expertise, that you've been in the trenches for a very long time. And with those few words at the end, we wish you well in your responsibilities as the president of the Women's League. Because we know which you are leading now, not members of the ANC Women's League only, but you are also leading all women in all walks of life, and you are representing the whole society, young people and persons with disabilities. And I know and I'm confident that you are going to do your utmost best. You are not going to disappoint us, and you will try your level best to unify people and women of South Africa and all over Africa and globally. You'll represent us. Even in the UN, you will represent us. We are confident as members of this portfolio committee. On behalf of the portfolio committee, we say congratulations and good luck to your new responsibility. Thank you very much, honorable members. Yeah, you are all welcome, honorable members. I'm sure you are hard at work. All the political parties are hard at work. It's these processes, some of us and yourselves, I know, Buti, whether you're EFF, Mamson D, and I heard your announcement where your president was saying, hey, they're going to fire a recall at 200 and something members of parliament and legislators, which I think it's a very painful thing, you know, and as members of parliament, when we are here, we work together as a team, and we feel sorry and pity for all those members, because by now, you know, their welfare also is going to be affected because they've got houses, they've got children, and it's mostly women that are going to be affected, which also is something that we cannot take light as members of the portfolio committee, although it's a party decision, but it affects women mostly. And we know as women, we are breadwinners, and we have responsibility. Our children are depending on us. You know, most men don't support our children. They are our children, and it's us as women who are supporting children most of the time. So it's going to be a very sad moment for all those members of parliament and members of provincial legislators. I don't know how we can intervene as a portfolio committee because it's a party decision. But we are with them. There's nothing we can do, I'm sure. I think even other political parties, you are welcome, Honorable Offerman. In this portfolio committee, we are working as a team. And then we go to stand after in the House. But here, we are basically having the interests of our people at large. So everything that we do, feel free. We can ask any question for as long as it will benefit the people of South Africa, because we are not representing ourselves as members of parliament. We are representing the people who have just elected us. But honorable members, I wish you good luck. For those who will be coming back to Parliament, who will be in the league, go and try and support each other there. This is to see Comrade Boni, DM, so all of us, honorable members, when it's the time, everybody is saying, yo, I want an Ngobuya na, or I get an Ngobuya. But you know, the parties are the ones who deploy people to parliament. We are coming with the tickets. Thank you very much, honourable members. I want to also to welcome our staff members. We're missing you guys. We're missing you guys. Zanelle, we're missing you because you always call. thank you very much. We still love you and thank you for all the good work that you're doing for us. Except the one in Texas, the Kalakazi, you know, Kuti, that who I am, I can say something in a thing. When I say that, you know, why am I saying that? So please look for the right room so that this portfolio committee and people of South Africa must see that at least this time we are having most of the time our deputy minister in our meetings. These things are very important. You know, we don't say, can't be bad. We know, we see the accounting officers, the minister and the deputy minister who are deployed by the ANC in that department, they are there, they are hard at work, and we see some of the things. I think DM, some of your programs you must be seen in public, you know, they must not be like not on the media, they must be on the media. Especially now because we are the president of the ANC Women's League also, people must know that you are the deputy minister of women and persons with disabilities. And say whatever they say, they must know you are young. thank you very much. Adila, you are welcome.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, colleagues from the department. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Yeah, give it back. 1 or 2. Why am I in the gun? Yes, no, it's much better. Okay. We have apologies. Honorable Piri was supposed to travel to Cape Town yesterday, but she couldn't get a flight from Polokwane. You know, she stays in Messina. The flights were full from Polokwane to Joburg. So she called me and apologized profusely and said, "Chair, if possible, may I be allowed to be on visual?" I agreed because I thought that our room is still the same, only to learn in the 11th hour in the evening that our room has been changed. So our apologies to her because she can't join us visually. I think she was the one who was supposed to be on visually. Other members, I'm told there are apologies. I know for the fact that Honorable Masiko, she's been deployed by the Chief Whip to SADC something that is taking place today, so she won't be part of the meeting. And then other apologies, Nelly.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Chairperson, members of the committee, Minister, and the delegation from the department. I've received apologies from Honorable Kaula, who has been put off by the doctor until 31st of August, and Honorable Slengwa, she also indicated that she is not feeling well. She had, I think she got flu when she had public hearings with the Portfolio Committee on Health. Minister, the other two you've already indicated, Chair. The minister also indicated she won't be able to attend due to prior commitments of the Women's Month commemoration, and she also wanted to join virtually, Chair. Those are the apologies. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Machesi has been replaced by Honorable Opperman. Honorable Machesi has resigned from the Democratic Alliance. So, again, to Kupis. People are moving around in preparation for next year, I'm sure. We'll miss her because she was participating actively and she was adding value to the committee also. But if a person has taken a decision to resign, then there's nothing we can do. Thank you very much. You're welcome, Honorable Opperman. Feel free in this portfolio committee. You'll see we've got Abomam Sondi, Abomam Kaula. It's unfortunate that today she's not here. She's booked off sick. So you'll get used to us. I'm a very loud person, and you'll get used to my voice anyway. Yes?
I left one apology from Honorable Shongo. She's busy with the public hearings of the Social Portfolio Committee on Social Development. Thank you, Jack.
I don't want even to comment, even myself, Honorable Sheriff. You know, other people, when you say apology, you understand very good there's apology. Others, way too late. Over some of the seven, I'm an apology jar. So, I think those are the apologies, honorable members. I think there's nothing much that I can say, or let me hear from you. Any comment, honorable Pony?
Thank you, Chair. Not a comment, per se, but just to formally move for the acceptance of those apologies. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Pony. Honorable members, when we say the meeting is physical, the meeting is physical. I will not allow anyone to be on hybrid. I think even members of the ruling party, they know that in our caucus, the Chief Whip has been saying this thing many a times, that as honorable members, during COVID, it was understandable, but now we're back at work. People are paid for being in parliament. So when is hybrid meetings, it's physical meetings, I will not give any permission for our staff to allow members to join a hybrid unless there's a serious a reason that compels me to allow that person. So, at least DM, thank you. I know that tomorrow you won't be available, as I was informed, and thank you for also coming for today, because I know you have a program in the Free State to close the August month. Even myself, yesterday I was having a program in my constituency to close the August month, and it was well attended by the aided. You know, I didn't know that we still have old women who like to be called by us as public representatives. We had a big cake yesterday, and they enjoyed it. Yeah, I can share photos so that you can see them. And you know, the way they were so impressed. And some of them, when I was talking about the women of 1956, they were, Guti, how was it mobilized, the DM, that, you know, those women, they mobilized other women in all walks of life through churches, you know, giving the Bumamfundisi letters and then so that they take it to their husbands. And those letters were taken as announcements for churches. And that's why that march was a success, which is something that we are failing now as women to do. You know, yesterday they said to me, I said to them, in 1956, women were fighting for Amapas. So, Tinage, women of this era, what are we fighting for? Then they said to me, drug abuse and alcohol. That's what they told me yesterday. Then they said to me, no, hamba buyele parliament. Uyobatshela ukuthi manje thina bomama bamanje faneke sitshele ukuthi abantwana bethu, our children are dying because of drugs. People are selling drugs to our children. Of which I thought, you know, hey, this I put them a question and they responded back to me, and this is something that we need to take up as women. And so that I think this thing is serious. You know, yesterday I was very impressed. Uguti, they were listening to me very attentively. Uguti, what is it that I was presenting to them? Including this thing of some of the women who were saying to me yesterday, they are divorced, and after they are divorced, they don't know of changing of the ownership of their houses. Because some of them, they win at court, and they don't know, they don't have money to go and change of ownership for the houses. So when they die, their children are suffering. You know, yesterday I was shocked. There are issues like this, and we don't even know about them. It's something that I thought that I should raise with you as honorable members, and as also as the department. I think the other thing that they raised with me yesterday was some of them, you know, there are lawyers who are claiming to be helping them, but those lawyers, because they don't have money, what those lawyers are doing, they take their houses and again, we are divorced, and so you must go and do a change of ownership. Then that lawyer is taking their houses, putting it in their trust. And then when they go to the municipality and wanting to apply for indigent policy so that they cannot pay rates according to the amount that is there at the municipality, then the municipality will say, but no, your house is not written in your name. It falls under a trust of a lawyer. So therefore, we cannot help you. So it's things that they raised with me yesterday. So you know, we as members of parliament, when we do our constituency work, there are many things that we can hear from communities. You know, for me yesterday, it was an eye opener. There are things that we need to do. And I was even asking myself, where am I going to start? Because they need to be helped. Remember, when this woman passes on and the house is in the trust of the lawyer, it means those children won't get that house. So the lawyers are now having those houses and they are selling them to other people. It's a problem. It's serious. And you'll find that it's nationwide. The only thing, people don't come up because they don't get an opportunity like what I did yesterday in trying to close the August month, celebrating 1956. And then I get all those stories. You know, I said, God, thank you for me to allow them to raise anything that they want to raise with me as a member of parliament. So these are some of the things that I got yesterday. I think with those few things that I've just presented to you, honorable members and DM and the department, I think, the other thing that they've raised with me, DM and DG, is that they request that the Minister of Social Development must move back to the first of the month to get to their grants, because now it's no longer COVID. The dates were changed because of COVID. At that time, so now it affects them a big time, because by the time they end their grant, it's from the 5th aid and what. So those days, their policies are lapsing. So I think those are other issues that they've raised with me. So as a department, if you can also try and find ways on how then can you talk on their behalf to the Minister of Social Development so that that thing can be resolved as soon as possible. Oh, the last one was that sometimes when they apply for grants at DM, they go to, so the example, my constituency is in Katlehong, and they go to AMA offices or social development around the area, and from that area they will be sent to Alberton. When they go to Alberton, they'll be sent to Boksburg, and when you are a person who resides in Gauteng, you'll understand where is Alberton and where is Katlehong and where is Boksburg. It's the west when they are sent to Boksburg. So they are sent from pillar to post, which also is a problem to them. They end up not getting their grants. They end up not getting their cards. So these are some of the things that are frustrating them in our communities. So the other one that they requested us to do, DM and DG, is that there are those young women who are leaving their children with the old people, and they go with their grand's cut to their boyfriends, and the children will be left with the granny, and the grand cut will be with the young person, and that young person doesn't take out that grant and give it to the grannies. They go and eat those monies with their boyfriends. I think those are pertinent issues and very serious that we need to look at. How best can we assist them as public representatives? Yeah, but thank you very much, honorable members. I think I have learned a lot yesterday having those old people there. Okay, honorable Sheriff.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I just wanted to raise something in the committee, and I'm glad that the department is here, and I think I will raise it again when the CGE comes. Chairperson, I've been working on a couple of GBV cases in Gauteng, and I think maybe the department can do some oversight on this, but so far I've been to three police stations, Mondial Police Station and Parkhurst Police Station. And both of those police stations have transferred rape and sexual assault cases to the FCS unit in Braamfontein. Now, I don't know if there's a SOP that has been put in place that all of these cases will be transferred from the police station to the FCS unit, as they are a specialized unit who is supposed to deal with it. But we are starting to see issues or cracks happening. So when the case is transferred to the FCS unit, there's a lack of communication, there's a lack of a way forward. I'm dealing with the GBV case, Chairperson, that was reported in April. It is now August and the perpetrator is still not arrested. He hasn't even appeared once in court. So from looking from the outside in DM, it seems that there's a problem at the FCS unit in Braamfontein. Either they have a lack of capacity, they have a lack of resources, or they're just not coping. If we do the math, say we have five police stations. Each of those police stations have 100 GBV cases. Each police station has the resources capacity to deal with 100 GBV cases. If all of those cases, that's 500 cases going to the FCS unit. That's a lot. So as the committee chair, I'm requesting maybe we can look into it. And see what is happening. I am going there on Friday, Chairperson, and I'll come back with a report to the committee on exactly what is happening, but we really need to be careful. I understand the FCS is a specialized unit that can deal with it, but if they are not resourced or capacitated, this is what's going to happen. I had to get involved only then. So one of the other cases was a minor school child that was assaulted by her math teacher. And the IO went on leave. The case wasn't reassigned. nothing. Only when the IO came back from leave did they go and arrest the teacher. But they didn't go with the social worker. They didn't go with the social worker. So the child had second-degree trauma, and she had a panic attack. And the aunt had to take her to the police station to get the social worker at the victim empowerment room. How do you do that? How do you take a minor to point out a perpetrator without the necessary social worker to help that child through the second-degree trauma? So essentially what the FCS unit has done is they've second-degree traumatized this child. They went with two police officers, and that is all. In fact, the school didn't even allow the child's parents to go with her to point out the perpetrator. They were like, she's with the police, she'll be fine. And so these are the things that we need to look at the FCS unit. You know, Chairperson, as this committee, we constantly take on SAPs and we hold them accountable for what they are doing. But now if the cases are being transferred out of the police stations to the FCS unit, then we must hold the FCS unit to account. So, Chair, I want to bring this to the attention of the committee. I have a feeling that there's something happening here and we really need to look into it. Next week I will come back with a report on what I had found at the FCS unit. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sharif. There's a serious problem. Yeah, we need to look at it, ne? The portfolio committee also. There's a sitting when tomorrow. There's a sitting somewhere this week. Didn't you see it for Parliament? There's a sitting. I know for the fact that we'll be presenting that report. I send it to the group. On the what?
On the 8th.
On the 8th.
And then we have the UNMA petition on the
15th. Okay. All right. I thought that is this week, but it's next week. So I think you need to prepare, ne? Mam Sonti? We the report is as a presenter in the House. Because you'll be expected to make my declarations, unless in some minute I unfold my declarations. So it's something that we can discuss. If I unfold my declarations, it's only me who will go and present that report. CGE is fine. Remember that report, we referred it to a portfolio committee health to deal with it. Hey, Kumbo, like it. That report is Kumbuza, after the meeting, explain it to EP report. What I'm doing this so that honourable members, I don't like when our honourable members they become embarrassed in the house. You'll read something that is not correct, and I try to speak to some of your chief whips to say, let the member read the item. You know, like last when we were presenting two reports, Mam Kaula and Mam Hlengwa, they read something and I tried my level best to make them alert. But it's a SADEKWA, it's an AU report that I presented first, and the second one was this SADEK, ne? SADEK one. So that's why I prefer to remind you in the committee so that you can prepare on time.
She I'm told that our meeting is not live on YouTube. Can we just maybe check with that?
Baba? What's going on? Nangu, yangen. Uza yena la feminyang. Baba? Now you listen to the La Femian. Okay. Mr. Mbaba will attend to it with Yulis. DM?
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, DG and the team. Let me take this opportunity to really appreciate such a very humbling words of appreciation by the chair of the committee. They were really humbling, Chair. Thank you so, so much. I commit that I shall not fail you. Chair, taking to what the Honorable Member is saying, it's quite amazing and really devastating as she is explaining it. We commit that Chair will work with her. She will talk after the meeting so that she leads us properly, so that we can go together and meet the head. Because if she says it's the whole area that is almost 10 police stations, so you need somebody who is in charge in that, so that we get to hear from him and be able to exactly narrate the experience, so that you don't talk anything that you thumbs up, but to talk on the experience that the Honorable Member is articulating. I really appreciate that, so that together we can follow up and make him to resolve the matter that she has picked up. We really commit. We wish other members can also do that. Just drop those with us so that you can work together, allow the members of the Buffalo Community to lead us as they are doing their oversight into those areas that they really meet with these devastating experiences. It's quite devastating because it undermines all the pieces of legislation and the laws that govern. Taking a young girl to go and identify the culprit, it means one day she's going to disappear. We know what's going on. She can be... So it's quite bad. So I really want... We spoke with the DG to say we will work with you, Honorable Member, on this one to make sure that we get to hear what are the problems, so that you bring back to the portfolio committee and punch holes on what happens in that, because indeed you are correct to say forever SAPS is on our whipping, but not everybody else, of which this time around it's not them, it's the unit. Thank you so much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Member.
Thank you very much, DM. I think that approach is the one that will help us and help those victims out there who are crying for help and don't even know what must they do. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Anyway, DM, in our portfolio committee is our culture that if there are issues that we have identified in our constituencies, will come and present them to the portfolio committee and something can be attended to. Those interventions are necessary. Thank you very much. I think let's go to the purpose of today's meeting. Today's meeting, Honorable Members, is about us deliberating on the bill, GBV bill, of establishing the GBV Council. I think we received, no, I don't think, we received 52 submissions, written submissions. What we have done, we advertised, we publicized the bill, and then after we received 52 submissions, written submissions, and we received 17 oral representation, and the department was present. Non-dumiso, your legal person, and Neku, and Mr. Neku. Fortunately, they were part of our meeting. They are saying the IT people are saying this room is not user friendly. especially for when coming to Apple YouTube and for 08 and so forth. So it's a problem. Ne? So fortunately, because today's meeting is going to be in another way, I'm sure they will prepare correctly. Let's leave it there. You'll know why. We received 17 oral representation from NGOs, COSATU, and individuals. And the department was present, and Adele was present in that meeting, DM and DG. And the question is, all the things that they have raised, did your department went through all the issues that have been raised? Well, that's one. Two, did you respond accordingly to all the things that they've been raised in those submissions? Why am I asking this? One, here in Parliament, according to the Constitution, Chapter 4, Okuluma, public access to and involvement in National Assembly. Uti. One, the National Assembly must A, facilitate public involvement in the legislative and other processes of the Assembly and its committees, and B, conduct its business in an open manner and hold its sittings and those of its committees in public, but reasonably, measures may be taken, Roman figure 1, to regulate public access, including access of the media to the Assembly and its committees, and Roman figure 2, to provide for the searching of any person and, where appropriate, the refusal of entry to or and the removal of any person. The National Assembly may not exclude the public, including the media, from a sitting of a committee unless it is reasonable and justifiable to do so in an open and democratic society, which our officials have denied the public access to this meeting today. That's one. There's no need for me to interpret for you. Two, according to the document that is submitted to us, don't do me so. Have you responded to all the submissions? But yes?
Yes.
According to the document that you have submitted to us, the department has not responded to all the 52 submissions. Remember, Nondumiso, Tina, we go through all these submissions as the portfolio committee. We read your document. We also went to Abo Adele as the state law advisors in terms of their legality to look for us, to check for us on whether how you have responded is accordingly, so that when we deliberate on these issues on the bill as lawmakers, we are covered. They can advise us that this is according to and in line with the Constitution. And looking at how we have responded with the answers that you gave, you know, for a person like myself who've been in Parliament for 3 terms and who have dealt with bills in some of the in your answers, it's like you took a shortcut where they say maybe you need to change Abo May and put Mas. You just change, and you didn't explain but why now are you changing May and put Mas. And when Parliament deals with bills, you need to give us a detailed answer. I don't blame you, ne? Because we are trying to assist you. You need to explain. And then when we go through clause by clause and things that we are disagreeing with as a department, you also need to elaborate why are you disagreeing with this. So that it makes it you a friend a user friendly for the committee to be able to make its own determination and work on the bill, so that we can be able to produce a document that can be approved and be adopted by the House. So there's no shortcut on it. If you look at your report, you will see. But why are we saying that? There were things like, if you go through the submissions, one of the presenters, in terms of how the council should be constituted, and agree ninaniti 5149, and the way submissions that were saying no, it can't be like that. And they were saying basic education must be included, NTA must be included, private sector must be included. So these are some of the things that you need to respond to adequately, so that when we deal with it, remember, you can come with your 51 as per what you have drafted, but you need to give a response on what has been said, so that when we as the portfolio committee were saying we are not agreeing with the number of how the council should be constituted, we don't favor 49-51, we want 51-49. Because Tina, as a portfolio committee, will tell you that the NGOs are not elected by the electorate. Government is the one that accounts to the electorate. So NGOs must be 49%, government must be 51%. I'm making examples. This is the approach now of the portfolio committee when we are refining, finalizing the document. When coming to the issue of funding, taking into consideration what the Minister of Social Development raised in the summit, when she said NGOs, some of them were complaining, saying, no, we're not being funded and what, and the Minister of Social Development stood up and said, no, we're funding you. In fact, those that are complaining that they're not getting funds, it's because they don't account. So the issue of funding, I'm making examples, not to miss. When the funder was there, but he approached your portfolio committee, so you have to I say, when I now find into the department, because your report is a public report. People will look at what the department have responded to and how the portfolio committee has finalized the bill at the end of the day. So it's important that as a department, don't do shortcuts. Every time, go through each and every submission, respond. Even when you don't disagree, right, why are you not disagreeing? Because you need to cover your back. Live Parliament, there was one bill that we dealt with, the land bill. They took Parliament to court because they said it was not attend the public. They did not allow the public to participate enough, and the department did not respond adequately to all the things that were raised by submissions or by the community. So you are obliged to respond to each and every thing that those submissions have raised. Those are the basis that I'm asking you these questions so that you do justice to the bill. We don't want Tina send a half-baked job. Tina, we want to be Sarah, and our bill must pass and not be contested. When it's contested, I'm sure you understand, you know, with most of the cases when Tina were contested as the portfolio committee, we win them because we are thorough in doing our work. You know, as Raj, we call lawyers, we sit with them and say, let's go through what these NGOs, we have a history, Tina Yogulwana, and our NGOs. Apala 120 abungaki, and we respond in each and every one of them. So based on that, in terms of what we have submitted, go through the document, respond accordingly, and then we'll process the document and we'll be able to finalize the bill as the portfolio committee. At Oadel, you can also make your own comments if you have any comments, so that we assist also the department in making sure that when they work on their reports, don't just delete and replace umas explainer. Mautu susume ufagumas explain. Yabo? Yeah. Kutuai. Umsusa ume mas. That thing is gonna cover you. Yabo, as a department. You must not be contested and be challenged at court because it's the same delete document like it. So we need to correct it like it, so that maybe we document it at least. It and everything a corner Bible Zayum or pendula lap. Yen zen. Give yourself time. That's why Tinabesin niggas are going to see yen analysis cut. So that Tinamasiku says, Nina, you are working on this document, having enough time, unako rush. Yabo? And imagine, since it's about ne rush, because Tina must pass this bill with this term. I'm going to ask Sister Honorable Sheriff.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, I just want to agree with what you said. You know, yesterday I cleared my whole afternoon to sit and work on the department's report back. And to my shock, DM, it didn't even take me 1 hour to go through the report of the department. And that tells me that it seems as though the department did not go through 69, because the total of submissions is 69. It's 52 written and 17 oral submissions. And I was almost expecting that you have the submission, what the submission is saying, what the department's response is, so that for the committee, we can go through all of them and say, okay, this is what the, with full detail. DM, if you look at the document that was sent by your department, there's no explanations on any of the changes being made. But where they speak about transgender, on the comments it said, perceived as female, but it didn't explain where does that thinking come from? Because remember, it's not only transgendered women from man to woman that get abused, it's transgendered women to man as well. But they don't consider themselves preferred women. So a lot of the things that is happening doesn't have Nondumiso, it doesn't have the thinking behind it. And as a portfolio committee, we are not just going to accept what you are saying. You need to convince us that this is why you are doing what you are doing. Or else we're going to come back here and the chairperson is going to tell you, nope, you need to go back and do the work again. DM, I'll give you an example. The appointment of the CEO, there was a lot of submissions that spoke around the appointment and the function of the CEO. But in your report, there has been no response to this section. No response. So there's been no changes and no response. So that puts us as a committee in a difficult situation because, you know, we have the submissions, we go through it, and then you don't go through it. We don't communicate with each other. And on what the chairperson said, it is against the Constitution. You are going against the Constitution if you do not go through each and every single submission. It was your department that classified it, I think, as a Section 75. Is that right, Kashifa? 75 bill. But the department agreed that this is a Section 75 bill. It's an ordinary bill not affecting provinces. Therefore, oral and written submissions, that's how the public hearings will be done. It is this committee that had to explain to people out there what it means to have a Section 75 versus Section 76 bill. But this explanation doesn't come in your report back. And so there's a misalignment almost of what is happening in the department and what needs to happen in the committee. And this puts us as a committee in a difficult situation because we are the ones who essentially have to go to the House and defend this bill. And I know we don't speak politics, but my political party is going to tell me the department didn't go through the submissions, therefore it's not constitutional. Even though I support this bill, how do I defend? I can't defend it because it's true. You didn't go through the submissions, therefore it's against the Constitution. So please, for the sake of the committee, for the sake of women, for the sake of the LGBT community out there, let's get it right. Let's go through all 69, and I know it's going to be hard work, but we are doing the hard work. Let's go through every single submission and have a response so that when we do clause by clause, we can change it. Because if we are going to do this bill how you want it, people are not going to accept it out there. And again, we're going to have to defend a bill that is not good. We have one chance, DG, to make a good piece of legislation. Let's make a good piece of legislation and ensure that all 69 comments are taken into consideration. Because remember, these people are experts. They're not just sucking out of their thumb. Let's use their expertise and their knowledge to create a good bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sheriff. Honorable Pony, you wanted to say something?
No, thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, DM and the team from the department. I think, not wanting to repeat what has been said, I think my input was going to be that in the report or the document submitted, there are areas that will require may and must. I think when the department goes back, must also check on those areas that where do we slot them. It cannot be, I doubt that every sentence, everywhere in the document will have to replace the may to must. So I think we need to recheck that and make a thorough check on it. The second one is for me a concern. It might not be for other people. The Constitution makes provision for people within the country. That's a part where it's deleted to say we remove citizen and add all people in South Africa. My fear of opening ourselves up, we see what is happening currently because people will point to the Constitution to say, but your Constitution is so open and friendly, we can use it because we are in South Africa. I think we should not shy away to say citizens of the country. That will be my appeal to because this is the council, it's not the country, it's the council to deal with issues affecting people in the country. So we should be specific. For me, I would love to see, and my humble plea is to keep the citizens and remove what you have put on there. Because if somebody wants to question the actions or how the council functions, we can still refer them to the constitution. We don't have to open everything up and so on. Obviously, when people come to the council, maybe later, the human rights thing will come in because the constitution gave a effect to that one. But in other smaller committees, well, we don't really have to open it up. And it's for the people of the country, women and children suffering, even men suffering gender-based violence in the country. If it happens to somebody, they will get the treatment that they will, the care whatsoever, but let's not open everything too much. We have opened a lot through the Constitution. Let's make sure that we provide for the citizens. And then for me, also a request and a humble plea that let us give explanation. I think it was said in terms of responses, but for me it's about explaining. If we delete this one, what are the reasons? Because when we read it, we cannot really make up our mind to say what pushed the department or what is the narrative behind changing this and replacing this with that, so that we don't leave it as an open-ended getting submissions or amendments that any other person out there will want to also want to know the explanation. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Boni. I think the other part that I we think that it needs to be cleared is the responsibility of the council. You see, there must not be confusion in terms of the council and the work of the portfolio committee. Remember, the portfolio committee has a responsibility to play oversight. And the council is not equivalent to the portfolio committee. That one must be cleared. Because one way or the other, the department has got a responsibility also to hold the council accountable. Government has responsibility, yeah, but and once you miss that one also, no, DM and DG, you are going to have experience problems. The council must be accountable to yourselves and us, you know, and when we summon them to the portfolio committee, they must come with you. They are not independent from you. They account to you. So some of these things, you need to read them thoroughly so that when and as and when you respond to some of the things in the bill, you understand it very well. There's a separation of powers and responsibilities. I think the other thing was the bill is established as an equivalent to of SANEC, but what has been the impact of SANEC? You know, these are some of the things that one may ask. Yeah, so Nani, I think we are giving you food for thought, things that as and when you deal with these things, the one of the funding, yeah, I think the mandated department is clear, which you are monitoring. Okay. Part of your mandate is monitoring. So when the person will monitor in, yeah, this thing, there must not be confusion there. You have a responsibility to monitor across.
Thank you,
nalei funding, ukuthi many of them are getting funding from government, from Department of... Yes, we must not miss it. I think the other part that as a department that you need to look at, you know, as a portfolio committee, I think some of the things that we feel strong is that the council must be. I don't know, filling in of vacancies the council or appointments the council, it must go through parliament. It must go through parliament. There's no other way. Because why? We are afraid. When it doesn't go through parliament, you know, parliament is constituted by multi-party organizations, and the process will be free and fair. Because people, it will advertise as we do with NYDA, as we do with CGE, as public protector, and so on. And you remove it from its department. Because when it's done by parliament, those people, they'll be accountable. They won't be friends of friends appointing themselves and appointing their NGOs and getting better those that are not having friends in the council, that those NGOs, that means they're not going to get. I think the truth is some of this
on the lighter note, some of those we know for the fact that some of them have already lined up themselves with, they are going to use council as they are milking cow. That's why they want funds to be in the independent. It's not going to work. So that's one thing. None. You must be sharing the same sentiment with us, which is that's one. We want the council to be independent, not friends of friends, because they were part of that entire team that was working, and then automatically this thing is there. It's not there. Not there. They were given a responsibility as a task team, and for us establishing a council, it's not automatic. People must go, come to interviews, be interviewed public when everybody is watching. It must be an open process. Once you lose that one, you are in trouble. They must come like CPE commissioners, they must come like NYDA board members, be interviewed in public, be advertised, they give their credentials, so that also we do justice in terms of those who will have conflict of interest. Don't miss those things. You know, I give, we're not afraid to say this thing. We have a responsibility as members of parliament to make sure that the processes are free and fair, and everybody gets an opportunity to apply. So we thought that let's give you some of the things that are in our thinking, so that as and when you go work on your document, you see how do you DM. Thank you very much for coming, so that you can be freely listening to our comments, so that when you go back you can also assist in some of these things. Adele, do you have anything?
Chair, not at the moment. I would confine myself at this point in time, when we do
proceed to consider any legal issues that are raised. I will confine myself to that discussion. Specifically, I've seen that the tagging point has been brought up a number of times. So when we do open it up for discussion, I am available to ventilate those issues. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much, honourable members. I think we have tried our level best to assist and advise on. If none of Mr. Mthabe, there are other things that we have missed, so feel free to call our researchers. They will assist you. Because when Nabo they received and my submissions and they have summarized some of the things, feel free. Yeah, well, because when you're asking for assistance from portfolio committee, you'll always get. If there are other things that you have missed, our researchers can also assist. Yeah, well, they will give you that information. Yeah, feel free to ask them.
Chairperson, in fact, I would suggest that maybe Nondumiso arrange a meeting with our researchers and sit down with them, because the researchers have created such good content that I don't think you have to rebuild the wall. I think use the information that is there to assist you. So please take the offer up to get assistance, because the ladies in our team are A-team, and they'll be able to assist you.
Yeah, they've been there dealing with bills. They understand they can help a lot. So, again, Tixasa as Mrs. Zan, DG, Zanil. Yeah, DG.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to all the members. Thank you very much, Chair. As always, you do help us. I think this is one of the best portfolio committees that I've ever been to. I know sometimes we have challenges, but I know that you have the best interest of women, youth, and persons with disabilities in South Africa, and that's what makes this a portfolio committee unique. I think I hear what you're saying, and I would also like to take the blame, because I've looked at it, and I saw there were few amendments, and I said to Bongi, can you give me all the submissions that have been received, because I saw there were few amendments, but because I'm very busy, I never followed up with it to say where are the inputs, but we will sit down and incorporate all of them. But Nondumiso also said she's requesting just to present on what they've picked up when they were doing the provincial consultations, because we went to 9 provinces. On the issue of tagging, the minister had requested me to request the state law advisor in Pretoria, Susan Masapo, that maybe they should change the tagging to Section 76. But Susan Masapo said to me, no, we can't change it. We've already tagged it as Section 75. If you want it to be tagged as Section 76, you must write to the Joint Tagging Committee in Cape Town. And you must write to the Speaker, and then the Speaker will send it to the Joint Tagging Committee. We wrote, but then I think the minister decided that we are not writing. Let the Portfolio Committee decide. Mm-hmm. So that's where we left it at.
No, we'll continue with this bill as a Section 75, so that we finalize the process.
Okay.
Once and for all. Mm-hmm. I think there's nothing wrong. We have done a lot of work now. Mm-hmm. We are at the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so going back, it means it won't pass in the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we'll remain with the Section 75. Adele?
Yes, Chair. Just to confirm what Chair said, it is, to place on a record, the bill is a Section 75 bill. When we had received the bill, we had considered its substance, and we were satisfied that the bill is a Section 75 bill. That is an ordinary bill, not affecting the provinces. The fact that it has been questioned, or it's been put forth that it should be a Section 76 bill, I don't think the committee should, be fearful because there is a danger in the sense that tagging it a Section 76 bill when it is very well a Section 75 bill is as well unconstitutional. So if something is a 75 and you do it a 76 because you are worried about what is being said, that is as unconstitutional as if it had been a 75, but it had to be a 76. But here we have a 75, which is rightfully a 75.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much, Adele, because even other legal persons that we usually work with, they agreed with us before that it's correct to be a Section 75.
Thank you, Chair. I think Minister was worried because the people who were lobbying here were saying they would go to court.
Let them go to court.
Okay, thank you. If the chair would allow Nondumiso just to share. I know we are going to work on it, but just...
It's our provinces.
Yeah, when we were consulting, because we had consultations in all 9 provinces.
No, it's fine. Okay. It's fine, honorable members. Né? They can share with us. It is advantage. We turn to me along that document. Ms. Mele. Oh, okay. Okay, we can share Nondumiso. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. The purpose of this presentation is to give feedback to the Portfolio Committee on the public consultations that were conducted by the Department before the bill was introduced to Parliament. So on 30 September 2021, Cabinet granted the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities approval to publish the National Council on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Bill in the Government Gazette to solicit public input and comment. Subsequently, the bill was published in the Gazette on 5 October 2021 and in the www.gov.za website. In addition, a media statement was issued on 7 October 2021 to inform the members of the public about the publication of the bill. Additionally, the department conducted public consultations in all 9 provinces for public participation. The department worked in collaboration with the gender focal points in Premier's offices to conduct public consultations. So we would send them a request to come and present, and then they would coordinate stakeholders to attend the consultations. And then the bill was further presented at the NEDLAC for deliberation, where it served for 6 months. These are the dates and venues where we actually conducted the public consultations. We started in Gauteng on 8 November in Deep Slot, and then we went to Northern Cape on 10 November, proceeded to Free State on 11 November, and then we went to Limpopo on the 16th of November 2021, and then KwaZulu-Natal 19 November, and then Western Cape 24 November, in Eastern Cape, 26 November, 30 November, we were in Mpumalanga, and we finished in Northwest on 31 November, 2021. We provided the committee with the copies of the attendance registers for all the consultations. And then in response to the call to public inputs that was published in the Government Gazette and the press release, the department received written submissions from 4 organizations, the SAB, Wise for Africa, the Embrace Project, and from Advocate Thando Gumede, who was an individual. Further, the Premier's offices in Gauteng, Western Cape, and Northern Cape consolidated inputs from stakeholders and submitted written inputs in addition to the physical public consultations that we had with them. Then upon receipt of oral and written inputs, the department incorporated some of the inputs and some were not incorporated, mainly because they were inconsistent with the founding document of the bill, the National Strategic Plan on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide. The concerns that were raised almost in all the 9 provinces emanated from the tagging of the bill as a Section 75 bill instead of Section 76 bill, and the number of board members to constitute the council.
there was a strong call to increase the number of board members to include other stakeholders, especially the Department of Basic Education and the Department of Higher Education and Training. And the explanation that was provided by the department was that the taking of the bill is the responsibility of the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor and cannot be changed by the department. According to the legal opinion of the State Law Advisors, the National Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Bill was classified as an ordinary bill not affecting provinces on the basis that, according to the Constitution, a bill must be dealt with in terms of Section 76(1) and 2 if it falls within a functional area listed in Schedule 4 of the Constitution or provides for legislation envisaged in any of the following sections, which are Sections 65 subsection 2, Section 163, Section 182, Section 195 subsection 3 and 4, and Section 196 and 197 of the Constitution. Schedule 4 of the Constitution lists the functional areas of concurrent national and provincial legislative competence, and the bill does not fall within any of those, neither the sections of the Constitution mentioned above. And then paragraph 85 of the Oxla legal opinion states that the bill provides for the establishment of the council. The council is a national council which is mandated to provide strategic leadership on the elimination of gender-based violence and femicide. We note that clause 22 of the bill does provide for the minister to prescribe norms and standards for the coordination of provincial and local gender-based violence and femicide working groups. The prescription of these norms and standards and the coordination of these provincial and local working groups, however, accords with the positioning of the council as providing strategic leadership at a national level. The bill, therefore, does not in substantial measure regulate those measures falling within Schedule 4 to the Constitution. In our view, the bill must be classified as a Section 75 bill, which is an ordinary bill not affecting provinces. As indicated earlier, the taking of the bill is beyond the scope of the responsibilities of the department. So, Chairperson, here, this is what we explained in our consultations, when, because this was raised a lot. It's one of the major issues that always come up when we present the bill. So this is the explanation that we provided, and in some areas when people noticed that actually there is nothing we can change, when they read the bill and agreed with the opinion, they would suggest that let us go back and amend the NSP so that it could be drafted in a way that it includes provinces, so that this bill could be a Section 76 bill. So that was the option that we could not take given the agency of the bill. And then number two,
and how do you amend the constitution and improvement?
Thanks, Chair. And then number two, the other issue that came up a lot, it was the number of the board members. In terms of clause 6, sub-clause 1 of the bill, the board must consist of not more than 13 members, comprising of 7 persons from civil society organizations and 1 representative from each of the following organs of state: the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, the Department of Social Development, the Department of Health, the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, and the South African Police Services. and then we'll have the chief executive officer as a board member, as an executive member of the board, but who is an ex officio without a voting right. As indicated above, the number of board members is limited to 13 by the NSP on gender-based violence and femicide, which is the founding document of the bill. So we could not go beyond that. Actually, in our first draft, we had tried, but the state law advisor actually returned the legal opinion, saying you can't go beyond your founding document, which is the NSP. So we had to reduce the number and align with the NSP. However, in attempts to address the valid concerns that were raised, because we also agree that the department, especially the Department of Education, with the implementation of the NSP, we also agreed that they need to play a major role there. So in an attempt to address that, the department came up with an additional clause to clause 6 that seeks to include all relevant stakeholders without increasing the number of board members. Clause 6 sub clause 9 of the bill provides that the minister may co-opt any person at the request of the board to assist the board with regards to its functions in order to advise and provide the necessary expertise in their specific field or to represent a relevant stakeholder whenever it is necessary. So we came up with that clause. The difference here is that these people who are going to be co-opted based on their expertise, they are not going to have the voting rights, but they will sit and advise where it is needed. And then funds of the council, that's another major clause where we got many inputs with regards to the funds of the board. So according to clause 18 of the bill, the funds of the council consist of monies appropriated by parliament for this purpose, donations or contributions received from any source, trust funds vested in the council, interest derived from investments, and money received from any other source. Monies appropriated by parliament for this purpose constitute earmarked funds on the applicable vote and may not be used for any other purpose unless the board has been consulted and the National Treasury approves such use. So, Chairperson, on this one, during consultations, we actually noted that there is a perception that this council is going to have some funds that it will be distributing to stakeholders, because people are saying if the bill sits at national, then it means all the money will end there, especially in Gauteng and in KZN. Other provinces are not going to get as usual. So there is a perception that there is money that is going to be distributed. So we had to emphasize that this clause talks about the funding of the council, which will be funds mostly that will be coming from parliament. So there won't be any distribution of any funds. So we grappled with this.
What are the importance of 51 and 49? You can't give it to civil society organizations. It must be a department government, because government is the one that accounts.
So, Chairperson, I think we actually welcome the comments that you made earlier, even from the House at large, because as you are saying that you received many submissions. So, in some, you would find that maybe five people are saying the same thing. What we didn't do as the department, it is to specify that here there were five people who are saying the same thing, then we only mentioned one. So we welcome the advice that we must go back, actually put more information, because we did go through the submissions that we requested from Muneliswa. She actually sent us the written ones, and she sent us all the submissions, and we went through. But where we say, okay, here there are 10 people saying the same thing, they say Department of Education must be included. That's the part that we did not include on the explanation of the inputs that we took and the ones that we did not take. We welcome that you're going to go back and actually put more information on the bill. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. On the issue of the numbers, the board numbers, the portfolio committee has the powers to change the numbers because it is the legislature. And I would recommend that the number can be changed from 13 to 15, but government having 8, civil society having 7. In that way, you are able to bring in basic education and NPA, or because some were saying higher education must also come in, but I think basic education is the most important one, and NPA. The issue of vote 51, they were specific that they always want to outvote government. That's why they wanted to be 51%. But also on the issue of the budget, from the start of distributing funds, from the start as a department, we have indicated the council, it's not its function to distribute funds because we knew it would lose its purpose. The council must facilitate the multi-stakeholder approach into addressing gender-based violence, but also the council is not going to replace government. The criminal justice system must continue, but the council must facilitate now the involvement of the whole society approach, educating society in terms of how to address gender-based violence so that everyone in society is involved in eradicating gender-based violence. That should be their involvement, not distribution of funds. But civil society are given funds by social development. So it will also coordinate all those civil society so that it works with them, everyone. It will work with government, it will work with civil society. It will also assist social development because now it will know which NGO is doing its work and which NGO is not doing its work, and yet they are being paid. But it is not going to distribute. I know that already there are civil society that are saying money must be taken away from social development. It must be given to the council. That is not going to happen, Chairperson. It's not going to happen. The council must focus on ending gender-based violence. We know gender-based violence in South Africa is a serious problem, and that's it. That's what it's going to focus on.
That's why even the monitoring and evaluation, remember we do have a Department of Monitoring and Evaluation, so it must play its role also. Yeah? So there's no way that the council will do monitoring and evaluation over government. Kanjani? Where will they get that capacity? They are not elected. They are definitely, you know, the government is elected, and the government must account to the citizens. So I think these are some of the things that we thought we need to share with you, so that Nani, you think about it, and I will share other information that we have that can also assist you. Yeah, so that we do this thing together. Yeah, it's not about ubani unamandla or what. We need to do it correct. Yeah, all of us. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to honourable members. I think we also noted during the conversation that we had in Parliament that whether we like it or not, we also note there is a personal interest to some of the civil society. I mean, a classic example, which it was unfortunate we could not disturb that comment with one of the the colleague that presented in Parliament, Dr. Villegas, which she claimed that she was not part of the consultation. She is not aware. She was sitting next to me in KZN on the 19th mm-hmm. of November, right next to me. So I think those are also some of the things. We even have a picture of her sitting next to me.
Now we don't know how to say it again. Now we don't know how to say it again. That's why we extended. But they must go. Again, they were claiming, but they were not involved. They were not what. Again, you were part of that meeting. And then I proposed another extension. Did you ever do so? So you must be very smart for the meeting. You remember Excellent? And I said,
that I forgot, the appointment of the board members, 100% aligned to NYDA. They were going to include it. Because, yes, it's going to create lots of headaches for the department. So we will amend it. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, I will share with you information some of the aspects that are there in your document. I think it's going to help you a lot.
Thank you, Chair. Just a couple of things. We received your attendance registers, but we didn't seem, I don't seem to have it for KZN. If you can maybe just have a look and maybe just send it to Naliswa, because that's the only province that I don't have to see how many participants were actually there. You know, the thing about public participation is that you want to get as many people in comparison to how many people is in that province. So for me, a good public participation is getting around 10 to 20% of the population size in a room to discuss, because then you have the methodology of a sample size that you can actually, that's scientific, that you can actually use. I mean, 86 participants in Gauteng is low. 64 participants in the Western Cape is low. 46 in Limpopo and 42 in the Northwest, it's low. So again, you know, do we consider that effective and efficient public participation? I don't know. I don't know, DG. The chair will remember I raised the issue of public participation in the committee when you were doing your provincial consultations, because we as the committee didn't even know of your dates and your venues, of your public participation. So it's not like in Gauteng I could say, okay, your date that you have here was the 8th of November 2021. I'm going to make sure I get all my constituencies, put out a press release to say all the NGOs must go and support, because we didn't know as the committee. And we could have been able to assist you when it comes to getting the word out and getting the message out. So that's one note. Chair, the other thing is, in the presentation Nondumiso just gave us, Nondumiso, you mentioned three. The tagging, increasing the number of the board members and funds of the council. I find it hard to believe that only these three issues came out of these provincial public participation. I think if you were trying to summarize everything, don't do that. Give us all, I'm still on the phone. Give us all of that. So if you had 86 participants in Gauteng and every single person stood up and gave a submission, we need to know what they said. We need to know, okay, Sweat in Gauteng said this, or LGBT NGO in the Western Cape said this. You know, we need it. Yes, please. You must share it, or else we don't. I mean, if I look at this presentation, you're only showing me three things here. You are showing me the tagging, the funds, and the increasing number of board members. That's it. That's the report you are giving back to the portfolio committee after doing 9 provincial consultations. It cannot be that only three things came up from this. And if it isn't the case, then your reporting is a problem. Then your reporting is where it's going wrong. So please have a look at this, DG, because, again, just like the oral and the written submissions, we want to see each one, number 6, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10, what is what they said, what the department's response is. We need the same for the provincial public participation. And if that means you need to go back to your minutes, you need to rewatch the entire session, then you need to do it. Because, again, we have to get this bill right. We have to get this bill right. Thank you, Chair.
I think the other thing that you don't have to worry yourself is the number of people who participated. Because Tinango, we advertised it for more days. We even gave them a second chance, and they didn't come through. Yeah? So even when we added days for them to come and participate, those who were claiming, because security now were open, we avoid it was live, they should have came. Yeah? But they didn't. So what Honorable Sheriff is saying now, Nondumiso, we're not just sharing that information with the portfolio committee. Now we know how to process these things in a proper way. When I just share, yeah, so that at least as members we are able to account on your behalf also, to say the department shared with us information that also came from provinces, and we considered what provinces have said as the portfolio committee. But also thank you for sharing with us the information that you just gave us. And Zobiela, which one are we going to say? I'm going to say, when I said, even those that you don't agree with, that's how you respond. Yeah, but as I kinted with it, I was a pendula in Toga DM, which I yeah, but more when I agree, it's for administrative purposes. So, if I had a little answer, so that it must appear in your records. No more by no money of one of those records, we will see it. Have done justice to work. I think Zamele, Titi, might not last in my time and so in a sugar. DM?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Indeed, this is the most important bill in our lives. You said, Chair, when you opened the meeting with your yesterday's experience, the 1956 March. Those women address the social ills that were bedeviling them at the time. And this time,
This, the gender-based violence and femicide, is what must be resolved by our generation. At least we have started, which is a good, very brilliant initiative. We must welcome it. Of course, it will have its own hiccups in the process because everybody is eager in wanting to see this bill in place and working for women and our society. That then informs the attitude that we are going to hold as department teachers, that we are forever welcome and open for criticism in building this bill forward, because it's upon us to make sure that we resolve the sketch as the sitting government and members in this administration, not any other time but this particular administration. So that makes us, Chair, to appreciate all the advices that you gave, even the whip that you are giving in a very soft way, because you seek to resolve a sketch. So we must not be more administrative. Yes, we must be meticulous, but understand what we try to resolve. It's not something that we used to do, just tick the box and be able to say this is what has been the case. We must be thorough. I'm also happy, DG, when Chair says, when the criticism came to say you did not consult, you further extend. Those are the things that must reflect, not for people who are engaging, but for the history and the work, beautiful work that has been done by this administration, working closely with the department. So I really want to accept that all that you have raised will happen, will give all the answers, regardless of the repetition that we might identify, so that that lies into our record, so that not in the next 20 years will be written in the history to be those who really resolve the matter that was confronting the society and women in particular at the time. So I really want to say thank you so much. We will go back and respond, DG, to all those who will not be worried or be frustrated when you ask more questions, because you're not doing it for yourselves only. Of course, you are legislators. It's your responsibility. But here, we seek to resolve a sketch that is confronting, especially all of us here, we are women. So it is our responsibility, at least till now we're given directly, to resolve the matter that the society is overwhelmed with, which we must appreciate, humble ourselves, make sure that we work together, and really make sure that we deliver. We commit, Chair, that we will. During your time, we will, because we have no other choice. Other than that, there would be no reason for this department to exist. There would be no reason if we could not resolve a matter that is confronting us at the time we are sitting in these offices. We must rather go home and play with cats, because we won't be able to resolve what is bedeviling our society and our women. So thank you so much. We work together. Next time when you come back, DG, we'll have all the answers in place and we'll have taken and considered your advices. Thank you so much, Chair, and the Portfolio Committee.
Cool.
Thank you very much, DM. And I think we have done justice. We'll give you next Tuesday so that you can come back. Make sure that you consult our researchers as soon as possible. They will help you. And I think, honorable members, I'm happy the way we have dealt with the bill today, and we're looking forward to get a report that will assist us then next week, DG. Thank you very much. Thank you, Adele, for your presence. Thank you, DM. How I wish next week, DM, you can also be here so that we are able, you know, yeah, to finalize it in your presence. And let's get a better room. Next week, there's no excuse list. Nankweli. there's lunch. They are bringing lunch for long about by fruitless expenditure. So they are bringing lunch. Whether you want to have it as a takeaway, it's okay. But thank you very much. Are you Kenyan?
No, it's just the little table here. But that's the complete.
I have seen something like that. Oh. Yeah, thank you very much. thank you very much, honorable members. We have come to the end of our meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Sheriff, thank you for your...
Yes, I read Global Medicine on Sunday.
I actually really enjoyed it, I must say.
I want to do it.
My foot is a little sore, but
I don't know if I need to run in truth, but like when I run, I don't.
My one, I suffered on flex today, man. So I'm such a bad blister. I need new shoes. But yeah, I've qualified, I'm done. I must just pay for my ultra
age. I'll never do ultra.
What?
No, honey, I'm...
I love it.
No, 42.
It's max.
It's max for me. I mean, I'm struggling with injuries and whatnot.
Like you mean, you know,
I'm doing a lot of doctor things when I run. It's hard.
Breathe, yeah.
So I'm doing a lot of Pilates. I'm doing a lot of yoga.
But you do take that
medicine. But yesterday I went for probably my fifth long run, which was a 21K. In that heat.
Yeah, hot. No, I did. I'm just going to chill Cape Town Marathon.
You're rubbing your own face. My face is horrible. I hate it.
I actually quite enjoyed it. I didn't expect to run because I haven't been training. So when I saw my time, I'm like, okay, I'll go back.
Okay, but I'm going to be off for like 2 weeks. Because I have to go home to the Eastern Cape, there's a wedding. So I'm like, I'm quite upset as well when I make that. Someone just said to do a lot of strength training and
high. You run in the Eastern Cape, though.
Girl, it's in the rural areas. You know, if I run in the... Do you know when I run in the villages, do you know what my community say? Oh, that hardy girl is going bananas.
Yeah, who's she running away?
Exactly. Because when I say, look at Duma's daughter, what's happening to her? She can't be waking up and running. I'm like, I'm so upset. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Do it,
girl.
Coming
here
with a city
wave.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I'm going crazy. I tried it once, and one of my uncles said, please don't do that again.
Yeah,
embarrassing.
Yeah, embarrassing
our
family.
I'm just
going to
rest. I wish I can go now.
I'm ready. I thought it was going to be longer. I'm so glad.
The meeting was shorter than my time. Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, 2 hours, 1 hour.
Yo.
It's like flying, driving for 5 hours for a 2 hour meeting. You really get to Joburg, it's like that, boy. So I could have just sent a telegram.
Exactly.
So I'm just so tired. I'm from Rachel, but I didn't see it.
I'm like a bucket all the time.
Tomorrow, so we don't have a meeting tomorrow.
No, it's only next week now.
But I've got a comment to one, also about bills and
okay.
Better.
Yeah. days and I can for work, but a school
like
this is a PNG girl.
Where is she?
She just left the piano.
Where's she gone?
She must come back. She must come back.
Probably 20 minutes before cut-off time. Am I terrible?
I need to give you a training program.
I don't think my training program works.
You don't clearly have one.
No,
I mean you can do better than that. Sure.
I suppose. Okay, I run 3 times a week and 1 long run.
That's okay.
So I'm cutting down the other one. I want to do 3. Someone said no.
I think do some more long runs if you need it.
Okay, the only long run I can do is the 30-kilometer run, which is on a Saturday, the Vista one.
Oh,
then I can do, so I can do another long run, which is 21K, and it's still the Vista route,
okay.
Because it's a safe route.
No, I do
so
that.
The only thing. But my knee yesterday said, I don't know whether it's the heat, everything just ate.
had the heat, then you started having a pain here.
And then
I started walking, and then I thought, maybe I'm dehydrated, so I went to buy some energy. And then I had water. And I was fine, but the heat was just too much.
But this is what I think I saw Madison last year. I suffered, Yo. I shouldn't have run. But now?
But the thing is, FOMO deals with you. That's the problem.
I remember Comrades was in August last year. So it was just a lie. 3 or 4 weeks after Comrades, I went to do Cape Town Marathon. I was broken. I was like, what am I doing here? Why am I doing this to myself?
But I think you kind of like that stuff.
No, but I don't want to die on the day. So anyway, I ran on Sunday, my brother. We just ran, and I had a bridal shower the day before. So on Saturday, so on Sunday, I get up, like, the race started off at 6:30 below, but I'm like, oh my God, I have to get up at 4:05.
And Sunday was hot on a Sunday.
But I ran 4:43 or something.
Gold level. I would never do that.
You could be running 7 years on the road. You'd be
this will probably be my fourth marathon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you're going to do better this one. Please. I don't want to look for you on the road.
Listen to you saying. Okay, you know, I just want to do it in 5 hours and 30 minutes.
That's okay.
Because the first time, that's how I did it.
I mean, you want to do this medicine, that's fine. But I mean, I can't be whole day on this road. I said, you want to do a sub 5 because you want to do ultra. So you have to qualify. I can't shut down.
Do you know what my husband said to me? Mm-hmm. It's better to...
Yes, my love.
Start cutting down the weight.
No, it's not about that.
It's about me being fit.
But also, it's more consistent to a longer run.
I think so. But I have started.
It's not weight at all. Because it's
so it's only now that I've started. Because I'm saying, I think this was like my fourth or fifth long 21. Which I do it all by myself.
I won't be able to do it.
Really?
I like running in a group. I've
realized even with the future, you run by yourself. It's just a
group. I don't have any mates that I know. I only see Kate. What's his name? He runs everything.
I had a running partner, and the running partner just moved to Joburg.
Oh, man.
That was just the worst.
No,
you like,
need a new
book. But I was like, so I'm just all by myself.
Now you need it all. Because that's why you're also not getting any longer than you're alone.
Yeah, if I don't do it, I'm also that's why I have to make an effort. And the only time I can do that is on a Monday when I know I don't have meetings.
Okay.
And I can't do
Thursday. And you're not doing any races.
I just run.
The races keep you motivated.
Really?
Yeah.
But maybe I need to start doing races.
You must be watching. Okay, Gandhan is coming. I've got to do that. No, because you're alone and no one's like messaging you, hey, we must go down now, whatever we're meeting. You need somebody to help you.
I would do a 21 kilometer run in 2 hours and 15 minutes. That's how good I am.
And now you're like,
2 hours and 45 minutes.
No, it's ever going to end.
I know, but you're like, how strong. I will. I did something like that. Maybe that's what I mean. There's something I have a life, but it had a high cost caffeine content. I was like, anything with caffeine and me on the road,
I have to take it. Give me a shot.
Oh. the heart pump is so just go. And then I get anxious, I can like, yeah. I'm just like, it doesn't work for me.
Maybe you need sugar.
So I just get Powerade. That's all I take.
That's why you feel so.
No, but I am fine. The thing is, I'm fine because I feel like I'm fit. I'm happy with my performance. Like one, I didn't have any injuries, no runner's knee, no blisters, no nothing. That's why I'm doing Pilates and yoga. This is good for running. Huh? I think the Pilates is working without me be having any back problems. Yeah, so I'm happy about it.
It's
horrible.
Thinking, oh,
it's horrible.
So everything burns.
It's horrible.
Like I
felt
like
you
my
mom
was
going
to do it
over
my body.
It is. Someone said, why the hell do you do it? Why can't you do high impact? And I'm like, with high impact, I always hurt myself.
Yeah, but I like it. I love it.
No, I like it, but I find I'm prone to more injuries.
Yeah,
but that for me, it didn't work. So I just stick to hold it.
You can't hold it. Why am I shaking?
And everything just shakes.
Yeah.
But that's when I realized the fact that I didn't have any runners. Me and I could run. I was strong. I just need, as you say, more run.
We did do a concert.
Joke.
What's the
Adele? No, there isn't Adele at all.
Oh, Adela.
So she keeps calling her Adele. I was
that
just like,
Adela.
I keep, oh, I also think she does concerts.
No, I didn't see the actual, I saw commentary, right? And then
what was
video,
it, tell me?
Then I saw a video by her where she was apologizing.
No, what did she say? What did she say?
No, I'm going to show you. No,
so which one is the one that was doing that started the fight?
Oh, Anushka.
Anushka, and I saw the...
Her apology
video.
Well, wasn't really an apology.
Apparently,
yeah.
What was so wrong?
No, I don't want to see it, but I need to see the
actual
Anushka
video.
I don't
know why they're going to a fight, but it's really...
It's so bad.